About a dozen citizens and some members of both councils requested the meeting with engineers to discuss the canal rebuild design. They say original piping plans included the use of a concrete box culvert to move water through the canal. Now, engineers say they will request a permit from the Logan Planning Commission for a plan that calls for the water to flow through an underground pipe. Since the canal break 3 years ago, some Logan residents have been upset with the rebuilding project and the process. A recent grassroots group called Flow was organized to protest the plan to pipe the canal water. And Logan resident Lucille Watkins says citizens have been angered by the usage of emergency money and the disputed land rights to the canal bed.
What this has caused is just a lot of anger for a lot of folks. And they all have different, you know, they all have different anger. I mean, they're all, whether their canal's going to be closed or whether they're going to get less water rather than more, and they're going to be spending three times as much money for it. There's so many tentacles to this that it's just unfortunate that our elected officials did not do the right thing from the beginning.
But Cache County Executive Lynn Lemon says moving forward with the proposed canal design is critical for all those who rely on the canal water. That includes farmers who use the water for irrigation. Lemon says they've only had limited water supplies since that break happened.
What they would like is they'd like it the way that it is right now, but that's not possible. Again, there's going to be an effort to try to keep some water on above ground, not within the box culvert or the pipe. But certainly we can't provide the amount of water above ground that is currently there. So I think I think we'll just continue with construction, that the construction will move forward as it's planned and try to resolve any issues as we move along.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.